Welcome.
To Smart Marketing for Small Business. My name is Les Wolf. I am the CEO of the Smart Marketing Group in Philadelphia and the host of this show. And what is this show about? This show is about on how we can help marketers, in particular those in the small business arena, to operate smarter, to outthink their competition without having to outspend them, to think outside the box, to think. So we're going to cover a whole range of subjects about thinking tonight. But one of the things that I want you to think about is the fact that we have four LinkedIn groups that are worth you going to look at, participate in the discussions, start a discussion, share your experiences, share your expertise and knowledge. And they are those four groups: Smart Marketing for Small Business, the same name as the radio show; Celebrities for Marketing, how to use celebrities, how to use them effectively. We represent a couple of professional boxing champions in that area. And for those of you who listened to the show before, you know that I was Smokin' Joe Frazier's business and personal manager for the last 7 years of his life. Another group we have is the Creative Thinkers Forum. The idea there is to, again, think outside the box, be creative. Everybody has the capability of being creative. You're not born just creative. You can train yourself to be creative. And then comes Fearless Marketers, those who are not afraid to step outside the norm. In addition, we have a blog, Smart Marketing for Small Business. And you can reach us, it's late at night. Our blog is smartmarketingmoves.com. But our email, you can reach us, and we encourage you to reach out to us when you have something you'd like to hear about, tell us about, and that is marketingsmartly, S-M-A-R-T-L-Y, marketingsmartly, at AOL.com. And quick, shall we call it a quick commercial. My background as an executive coach, a marketing strategist, and a creative tactician, covering more than four decades of experience in writing and lecturing, and I'm available for workshops, speeches, consulting, etc. But let's move on. One of my loves, one of the passions I have, are quotations. But in particular, I like quotations because they make a strong point. But they can even be made stronger by interpreting them. So I have a book that I'm working on, and I'd like to take an excerpt or two to have you think about this. And what we do is we take a quotation, and let's say, for example, avoiding the phrase, "I don't have time," will soon help you to realize that you do have the time needed for just about anything you can choose to accomplish. That was stated by someone named Bo Bennett. But the interpretation we put to it is simply, there are certain words and a phrase that should not be part of your vocabulary as they retard your growth. Think of which ones they are that you are using and banish them from your life. Another thought, based on a quotation, the quotation by Ralph Waldo Emerson said, 5 minutes of today are worth as much to me as 5 minutes in the next millennium. Let us be poised and wise and our own today. And what that really translates into in business is planning for tomorrow is a good idea if it's based on the foundation of the actions you take today. And something I've always talked about in business, especially if you have employees, but this goes with clients, customers, vendors, etc. And this is a quote by Lee Iacocca, who was the head of Chrysler. Motivation is everything. You can also do the work of two people, but you can't be two people. Instead, you have to inspire the next guy down the line and get him to inspire his people. Translated, reinterpreted, What I believe it means is motivation in business creates inspiration that generates perspiration from the efforts of those exposed to it, thus delivering positive results. All right, let's talk about some other aspects of thinking. You all have been exposed to voicemail, and voicemail is a very helpful and powerful tool to aid customers in doing business with you, but it sometimes can be taken too far. So I'm taking on now the role of what I call the marketing curmudgeon. That's a person who is somewhat, I won't say antisocial, but he's a hard case. And basically, this is what I look about voicemail, how it might serve or seek to serve the view of it. So let's start with the first letter V in voicemail. Very annoying when you want to talk to a human and the system is structured to make that impossible or incredibly difficult to do so. And we've all experienced that. Taking the second letter, O. Oh, my God. Human interaction is where one has the opportunity to develop relationships, build a positive image. And the marketer who doesn't understand the value of that needs to be retired. I, the letter I, idiocy is the impression that one gives as it relates to understanding the value of customer relationships and how they are impacted by the endless voicemail process. Voicemail has a lot of benefits, but it can be carried to an extreme. C, we've gone VOI, now C. Caring about the customer's interaction with your firm is not an afterthought, but should be a major focus, and voicemail can be helpful when limited and you provide personal interaction. Remember, it costs 5 times as much to get a new customer as it does to retain one you have, and 50 times as much to get back a lost customer. We'll finish out the word voice with the E, emotions. Emotions play an important role in establishing a relationship with a customer or with those who are interested in the possibility of becoming a customer. Thus, how do you think a voicemail program that goes beyond being helpful but is seen as an annoyance impacts the emotions of those that call your firm? Got to be user-friendly. Let's go to the word, the letter M, matter. How do you feel when you incur the voicemail minefield? And I mean minefield. Take a survey, not only of customers, but employees as well. If you like, you can go to my LinkedIn group, Smart Marketing for Small Business, or any business group, and ask that question. That's one of the things I like doing, is going into LinkedIn and asking questions. And we'll cover an experience I had recently with that. And then, A, attitude is a key factor in the success of any business and one that focuses on making itself very user-friendly. It will always rise above the crowd. An attitude that makes people comfortable in doing business with you, it always pays off well. And the I is interaction with your target audience is key to building successful relationships. That key word, relationships. Eliminating or minimizing irritation in any aspect of your marketing efforts is smart marketing. And lastly, L, now since we've spelled voicemail, love your customer. And at worst, they'll like you, especially when you make their effort at reaching out to you pleasant. Tom Peters, the management consultant, once said, excellent firms don't believe in excellence, only in constant improvement and constant change. Do you agree? Think about it. All right, we're going to take a short pause because I want to tell you about something else that is fairly smart. We have a sponsor that has an incredibly smart phone system. It is a four-line small business phone system. The company is VTech, the letter V, T-E-C-H. And their tremendous program that they have. Now, their four-line small business phone system is probably the perfect solution for a small business owner who needs to install a phone system that has qualities and features that have previously only been available for companies with bigger budgets. This new system is the most affordable and easy to install four-line system on the market today. The four-line small business phone system components include the main console with the option of expandable cordless headsets, cordless accessory handsets, cordless headsets and speaker phones, which allows the system to grow alongside a business up to 10 extensions. They make it easy and affordable. Expanding the system is a complete breeze. You need to add an extra headset? Not a problem. With a touch of a button, a small business owner with minimal IT experience can wirelessly register up to 9 expandable components. And because they register wirelessly, the expandable components can be located anywhere in the office, anywhere there is power, since only the console requires a phone line. This gives a small business owner the freedom to move around. No need to plan your workstations around phone lines or Ethernet drops. In addition to ease of use and simple installation, the four-line small business phone system also comes equipped with a number of advanced features, such as auto attendant for each line, a digital answering machine with mailboxes for every extension, full duplex speakers phone, music on hold, power failure operation, six-way conferencing. Remember this name, the VTech 4-Line Small Business Phone System. They are available in stores and online at Office Depot, Office Max, Staples, as well as online at www.vtechphones.com. Check it out. I think you would find it very valuable to help your business operate more efficiently. But with those phones, make sure that voicemail is not killing people's reactions and responses. We want to be friendly to everybody. All right. Talking about thinking, I went up on one of the marketing LinkedIn groups, and I asked the question, why do you think it's so difficult? Now, why do you think it's so difficult for so many executives to think outside the box? And I got a slew of answers. And I'm not going to read them all to you today, but just a couple of the short ones. Catherine said, I believe that many executives may have a fear of failure. It may be that they fear job loss if the project is not successful. And perhaps others feel if their methods have proven to be tried and true, why change? All right, let's see who. Mohan said, in many cases, the executives are not aware of the patterns in their thinking. Moving to outside-the-box thinking starts with awareness of the current patterns and their consequences. It is after this step that an executive can create the intention and the action to think differently. Reflection and having a mentor would definitely help to work along. You know, you need, you know, one of the things that I talk about, and we'll cover it a little bit more tonight, is in order to think, you have to look at what's there. You have to observe and absorb what's going on. And when you do, you're going to identify what I call the similarities and the sameness factors that will spell out for you opportunities that are untouched, unfulfilled, underserved. They're out there. You have to be constantly challenging your thinking, especially when you're a small business competing against a bigger business, because bigger businesses, just because they have more money, just because they're larger, doesn't mean they're smarter, doesn't mean that they think outside the box. Many of them don't. They just mimic what their competition has done. So you have an opportunity to compete. Because as one gentleman said, Carl, one word says it all. Fear. People are just afraid to take a risk. It's quite simply put, a gentleman named John said, it's quite simply put, the fear of failure. So therefore the question is, how do you defeat the fear of failure? And getting a group of people together in order to brainstorm is not the answer, because they're all operating from the same fear of failure brain. It's not easy. These are things. This is one of the reasons I also encourage you to visit our LinkedIn groups, the Smart Marketing for Small Business, the Celebrities for Marketing, the Creative Thinkers Forum, and Fearless Marketers, because it is a way for you to refresh your thinking, see what others are doing, interact with others, get thinking. And we talked about the sameness factor, so let me talk about that a moment. Remember a fact of business life. 75% of good marketing is common sense. And I know I'm cynical because I always say common sense is so uncommon. But, common sense will tell you that there are ways to counteract the efforts of the bigger and more aggressive competitor if you allow it to sink in. It is really the responsibility of the smaller marketer to develop new challenges for the competition to keep pace with, not you to keep pace with them to keep pace with you. New concepts which will motivate customer spending, new approaches to problem solving, and all of these can be done without spending anywhere near as much as the bigger competitor, because you outthink them, you don't outspend them. By outthinking the competition, you have to be able to think better and quicker. Your ability to identify opportunities and take advantage of them is of prime importance in beating the better finance competitor at the game. And one of the key tools you can use to advantage in the marketing arena is the sameness factor. Because if you look at the similarities, the sameness that others have, that is a signal for you to look harder at where the opportunities exist that they're not taking advantage of, and you can. If you and your competition are using the same basic approach to marketing, do your efforts at advertising, sales promotion, PR, merchandising all have a similarity about them? Is there a thread throughout your industry, a common denominator that relates you to your competitor and they to you? If you break that thread, you, the smaller marketer, that's your advantage. Identify that thread and break it and be innovative. The smaller marketer often counts on that similarity in packaging and other marketing elements to kind of identify itself with the competition in the eyes of the consumer. But that sameness factor is precisely the ammunition that a smart small marketer can use to set themselves apart from the competition. Look around you. You'll see a number of smaller marketers who are whipping the competition and achieving results by using creative thinking and strategic planning to turn a small budget from a liability to a plus. So how can the little guy begin to outthink the competition and break out of the sameness rut? We'll come back to that in a moment. What I want you to think about is, as I told you, the LinkedIn group, our Smart Marketing Moves blog, our email where we want to hear from you as to what can we do to make this show even stronger for you, and also what you can contribute in the sense of ideas, experiences, expertise, and also the fact that I am available to get out there and stimulate, motivate, educate your customers, your sales force, your employees. There's a whole range of things that we can do very affordably. Workshops, webinars, speeches are very effective and very cost-effective ways for you to be able to do something that the competition is not able to do. In addition to what I'm capable to do, we have a faculty, what we call the Smart Marketing and Management Institute, that we can tap into with expertise in a wide range of areas. So whether you are a B2B, a business-to-business company, or you're a B2C, business-to-consumer, there are things that can be done to give you a competitive edge in the marketplace. And that's really what you want, is a competitive edge in the marketplace. You know, a good starting point is an examination, an honest examination of your own marketing materials, newspapers, magazines, direct mail, websites, your emails. You know, try to lay out materials or next to a half a dozen or so examples from competitors. Look for the Me Too approach in the headline and copy. Words are powerful, and it's how you use those words. Too often, marketers will follow the competition out the window without thinking of a better approach, relying instead on copying an approach to try to attract the customer that can easily be seen in the following ways. Photographs or illustrations that really have little to do with the product or service. Now, like the industrial equipment ads that feature a buxom beauty in a bikini, just because the other guy does it, doesn't have anything to do with selling your product. You know, copy that reads from the wrong perspective. What is the right perspective? It's not yours. It's your customer's. You have to talk not from the company's perspective, but the customer's, because otherwise you're not going to get their attention. You know, instead of trying to find a customer need and addressing it, the marketer should opt for the safeness, shouldn't opt for the safeness of similarity and try to position his company. And this is prevalent in a lot of fields, in particular the banking field, where laws make the services uniform and marketers take the easy way out by touting the same services. But you don't have to do that. If you think from the customer's perspective, and one of those ways is to talk to the customers. And also talking to the customers is also another group of people you should be talking to that are often overlooked, and that's your vendors. Your vendors are out there dealing with your competition. Your vendors are interested in helping you grow your business. Your vendors are people informative and informed of what's going on out there. And I guarantee you they have ideas that they would love to share with you if you open the door. You know, it's your front line. It's not just your employees, your sales force. It's anyone who interacts with your customers. These are key people that can be helpful to you. And I can assure you that most of your competitors are not using this built-in research resource adequately. Yet the feedback you can get can provide a better understanding of your customers' wants and needs. Now, a good starting place for information you need to build a stronger and more distinct marketing effort is talking to your customers. You know, you have to, and I see this in a lot of companies, especially large ones, but small as well, avoid the elitist attitude toward those in your organization who are outside the marketing area. Everybody can contribute. A quote you hear me talk about almost every time on the show is the quote from the former chairman, CEO of Boeing, where he said, "None of us are as smart as all of us." You want to build a team impact, a team effect, because there are more smarts involved in a team than there is just by an individual alone. And it can be extremely, extremely helpful to you. I mean, the key to it is you don't want to be a mimic marketer. You know, and It's something, when I say a mimic marketer, basically, you know, are you an imitator, duplicator, replicator, rather than originator? If you are, you are basically a mimic marketer. All right, as I said, you need to develop the ability to identify the overlooked opportunity. You also have to think in that your marketing is an integrated marketing approach. If you think of the word marketing and think of a jigsaw puzzle, a mosaic piece, a tapestry. You're taking all of the different pieces, putting them together to create a picture. And that picture is a picture of a successful business, increased profitability, more things for you that you're fighting to get. So it's, you know, when I said earlier about talking from the customer's perspective, what are the benefits that your customer gets from your product or service and from your company? You need to think this out. And when you're expressing yourself, you know, be succinct. You know, if you look at a billboard copy or opening copy of a great direct mail piece, you usually find they're very succinct. They get your attention. Curiosity is one of the best effects in the use of copy. Now, you need to look at how you're communicating. One of the things that I find surprising that many companies don't have, and I've talked about this before, in the business cards, in their advertising, in their positioning, what they don't do is talk about what they do. When I am lecturing, I often ask people, pull out your business card. Let's take a look at it. In many cases, you have the name of the company, but you have no idea what the company does. And that's what a tagline does. A tagline helps position the company so that it is much more effective in its communication to whoever sees it. And that goes for the advertising as well. The key to it, again, is what do you do? What's the benefits that people receive from having to do having done business with you or choosing to do business with you? It's not brain surgery, folks. This is common sense. But it's not that uncommon. It doesn't have to be that uncommon. So you look at things, you know, there's a wonderful quote by Albert Emery, who was a big cheese in the advertising field years ago. He said, marketing is merely a civilized form of warfare, which most battles are won with words, ideas, and disciplined thinking. Think about that. Because, you know, the sure way to miss success is to miss the opportunity. We can go on. There's a lot more we could talk about, but mainly I want you to think about thinking. Because that's really the key to this. That's what we want to talk about on the show most of the time, is how can you think more creatively? How can you do things that are different? How can you position yourself in a very positive way? And it's also the fact that there are certain factors that play very important in your business. Motivation, attitude, how you communicate. Do you set clear goals so that everyone understands what you're looking to achieve? Are you customer focused? That is so key. In order to get people to sit up and take notice of you, you sit up and take notice of them in order to see what makes them sit up and take notice. You know, it's easy to come up with new ideas. The hard part is letting go of what worked for you for years ago, but it'll soon be out of date. So, folks, think smart. Spread the word about this show, Smart Marketing for Small Business. Let me hear from you as to topics you would like us to cover. I'd like to hear from you if you have expertise that you would like to share, or stories that you would like to share. I mean, there is so much out there that we all can learn by, and that is one of the things that I really want this show to do, is help us all learn. Every one of us can benefit. You know, so make no little plans. They have no magic to stir men's blood, and probably themselves will not be realized. Make big plans. Aim high in hope and work, remembering that a noble logical diagram once recorded will not die, but long after we are gone, be a living thing asserting itself with ever-growing existence. By Daniel Hudson Burnham. means big ideas can be modified or trimmed if conditions require it. Small ideas leave you little room for building major accomplishments. Take care, folks. Nice to hear from you. Look forward to next week.